Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
It is Patriots Friday, game one for the New England Patriots Sunday. Curtis, you are on your way to Gillette Stadium. Am I correct about that?
I can't tell you how excited I am to go with our friends at Ketchus Law. James loves a suite, so we'll be heading up there.
Awesome.
And Ken Laird, a guy that at times gets a bad rap. I don't understand it. Got me a parking pass, so it's win-win.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
On the donut. Cannot wait. I'm thinking the Pats win 31-24.
All right. Well, this week's Cross Insurance Player Spotlight is on Steph Diggs. Last year, Steph Diggs, 47 catches, 496 yards, 3 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see what Steph Diggs is this season for the New England Patriots. And that is this week's Player Spotlight, brought to you by Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. And hopefully he's worked everything out with the media. That was your lead yesterday. And
yeah.
Things are going to be peachy between Steph Diggs and the media the whole rest of the way through this
thing. I think he's going to have a great game on Sunday.
Yeah. Very weird that he had to apologize. I heard Jones and Keith talking about it. They were like me. What are you apologizing for? It just was a weird thing.
I think it was less of an apology and more of like a, I want to have a great working relationship with you guys. Listen, this is how I am. This is how I'm going to be moving forward. I'm not going to be an a-hole. The only apology was, I'm sorry if I've come across that way in the past.
Well, I mean, I think we talked about it yesterday, but I think he had a legit gripe with Phil Perry.
Right.
I think he did not like what Phil Perry had to say, yes.
But Phil Perry apologized for it.
Yes.
Becoming a bit of a pain in the posterior.
So I'm assuming that if he apologized for it.
He said something wrong.
Then the reporting that he was a pain in the posterior was not accurate.
Right.
Right. And so you understand that from a player perspective.
Yeah, I get that, because and then he went into being like, and Jones and Keith made a good point. Like, okay, you went from being like you didn't want to be viewed as a pain in the butt. But then you were like, I don't want to be an a-hole, but like. No one ever called you an a-hole, so why do you have to apologize about being an a-hole? You know what I mean? When it was just like people were like...
I think he was saying if I've been coming off that way. I think he was using a-hole as just like, you know, what you call most people that are difficult. He was saying, if I've ever come across that way, that's not who I want to be with you guys. And if people are going to paint me out to be one in the media, I'm not going to turn into one. Like, it's not going to start his villain era with the Patriots. I know he's had some before.
No, I think he's. I think this is a great. If it works, it's going to be awesome because they both need each other almost the same amount. We all agree that Steph Diggs wants to get one more big deal. Mm-hmm. I think that press conference was brilliant on his part to get ahead of any animosity because Steph Diggs is going to be a free agent next year, and to
He's still on the contract.
They're gonna. It's a 1 year deal.
Okay, you're saying
the bonuses are going to be dried up, and he's going to get a big deal at the end of the year.
So you're saying they're going to either re him up or they're going to cut him?
If it doesn't work, I don't think he's back next year. And if he has a great year, I mean, maybe they pay him at the top of the market. But either way, I think the Patriots and Diggs need each other, and I think if he's on the field and he's engaged, he's going to be the best player on offense.
Speaking of that, God forbid that we allow sports to get in the way of the news here. My apologies, Corey.
Yes, please.
But the passing report about Bregman.
All that.
He's already, and take it for, you know, for who's saying it and what it's worth, but he's already decided that he's opting out? Like, do you buy that report?
Yes, 100%. Of course he's opting out. Ken said he was opting out when he was hurt. So 5 years, 175 is being, you know, put out there. And so, Greg,
he just said he loves it here.
He has Scott Boris as his agent. You bring in Boris when you want to hit the top of the market. He is the best agent in sports. And when you were saying that they took the money and they extended Roman Anthony, I told you that that money was not impacted by the departure of Devers. The Devers money would be 5 years, 175 for Bregman.
Yeah,
they are in a position, and Boris knows it. If they lose Bregman and he has a decent playoff run, then fans are saying, "Wait, so you traded Devers and you just swallowed $300 million that you didn't reinvest into the team?" So he's in a great position. Don't
just
you think?
Do it now.
I said it to Breslow 2 months ago. Like, do it now.
Because if that's the number you're looking for, you
who cares what the number is? Curtis is right.
Well, no, I'm not.
You're the Boston Red Sox. Sign the guy up. Give him what he wants for 3 years. Do it.
Yeah, because that's what it technically is. Because you already got him not on the contract, but you already have 2 years that you'd be willing to give him $40 million per year for the next 2 years. So if you're saying, all right, if you're looking for five, all right, we already got you for two. We'll tack on three, and we'll figure out what that number will be that both sides are happy. And just do that. What are you, 32 years old? And that'll take you to, what? What's that, 36 or 37 or something like that?
Yeah. Also, like, Boris leaking it right now is dinkish. Like, I mean.
But that's who he is.
I understand. And he's really good at what he does.
Smart, though.
That's the kind of guy
We're making him look smart because we're telling the team they have to sign him. That puts pressure on the organization.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if I owned a team, I would not enjoy dealing with Scott Boris.
This is Derek from Pepperell. Derek, what's up?
Greg, how are you? I'm a persistent guy. For 4 days, I've been trying with this lead. So now I can actually chime in on that one.
Yeah.
I heard Bregman the other day saying the chemistry and the guys, it's like the funnest game. There's no doubt about it. This guy wants to be here. So I don't think this is going to be a big deal. I think everybody heard that. He said it's like literally loves these young guys and what have you.
Yeah.
But Curtis, I have a question. Curtis, I got a question for you. Does this team have a lot of similarities to 21? Because I remember that. I know there was veterans. I know there was some knuckleheads, but the chemistry was great. We've got a lot of younger people. Is there similarities to 21 to now? By the way, I was at the game Wednesday night. Greg, I asked for you, and the bartender, some guy went look for you, but he said, no, you're not here. I was up in this schmoozy club that you're always in.
Yeah,
I get to go to those things, too. I'm an insurance guy, you know? But
I don't know, Curtis, is 21 what you'd compare it to?
No.
I don't think so.
Damn, Scott Boris. Guess how much he makes on Juan Soto's contract?
Well, 38.25 million,
5%.
Oh, 5% of
he
baseball?
He represents 165 different MLB players.
Yeah.
Well, he's not worried. He's definitely not worried about the $82 a month for YouTube TV.
No.
Yeah, Greg, he's got that unlocked.
Greg, could you imagine if he had met that guy that you could invest in minor leaguers, how much money he'd have?
Yeah, I don't know. 21 kind of came out of nowhere. There were big expectations for this team. Curtis had them winning the World Series. So.
I do. And 21, this team would beat 21, I think. Right. I would hope.
You have 21 didn't have a legit ace. Like, you have a legit ace.
Who has been struggling of late.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So, yes.
But what has it been, two games?
It's kind of like the... It's month forward, if we're being honest.
I don't know about that. I think other than the game where he gave up, what was that, 5-6 runs? I can't remember what that was. He's a legit ace. Right? You hadn't had that 21. You didn't have Chris Sale was not that guy. David Price, was he still here in 2021?
No.
All right, so Chris Sale wasn't that guy. I mean, this is like you have a legit ace. Like and it's been a while since you could say that the Red Sox have had that. Curtis, you're the baseball guy. When's the last time you could say the Red Sox had a legit ace?
Chris Sale, that one year he was healthy.
Was that 18?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't think you ever – I mean, and before that, it was basically my lifetime was Clemens, Pedro, Schilling, Beckett, Lester, then into
Sale.
Sale.
Mm-hmm.
And there was – I mean, who was the opening day starter the other year? It was like, oh, my God, he sucked. 2 years ago, whatever. They've had a cast of losers as their ace before Crochet arrived.
508 texter. See, I don't think you can't blame Bregman for what Scott Boras does, but says, of course, Roman Anthony goes down, and then they take advantage of that.
Smart. That's smart. That's a good agent.
It's not on Bregman, like the texter's pissed.
No, that's a good agent. And I think Bregman is probably like, hey, stop putting that word out there right now. Like, that's what you do as a player to your agent. Anything your agent says, usually the player is okay in it because they know, like, the importance of it. So, like, Bregman's on board with Boras maybe leaking stuff out or saying, all right, Roman Anthony's going to be down. This is the perfect time for us to put it out there. Like, so the reason why he's made so much money is because he's a good-ass agent.
And thanks to Mitch, Corey Kluber was the Red Sox opening day starter two years ago. Oh, that is so bad.
Well, we'll see what your guy has tonight. And then,
let's go.
And then maybe you can count on Big Stash.
I'm telling you, if Big Stash can put out outings like this for the remainder of the season, you can go. And if you can go into and if Big Stash does perform well, maybe that goes back to Curtis's point where you can maybe rest Crochet a little bit because you have Big Stash who is pitching well. So you'd have three guys that you can lean on in Giolito, Bayo, and Big Stash and maybe give that extra day to Crochet.
I'm still not sold on Big Stash. I like it.
I mean, that's what I would call him. I'm, you know, the Magnum PIG. I mean, if you like that, that's yours.
You don't like Magnum.
I think that was
somebody who texted in during Jones and Keefe who came up with that.
What's the best Boston sports nickname
of all time?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Big Poppy, probably.
I like
one. It's got to be one that sticks.
I like the Truth.
I like the Rocket.
No, the Rocket was good. The Truth, Paul Pierce, that was a good one.
As a child, mine was Hit Dog. Movon.
Hit Dog, okay. What was Pedroia?
El Caballito, the little pony.
But I thought he had a laser show. He wasn't the... Who was the... Yeah.
They did a goof on the TBS broadcaster and gave him a fake nickname, and he used it. It was really funny back in the day. But El Guapo, great one in the
great
Twitch
one.
Chat.
Mm-hmm.
Ken likes Baby Pedro.
Does he? Does he ever send that?
Really trying to make that one stick.
Oh, good point by somebody in Twitch. Oil Can.
Oh, Oil Can Boy.
Yeah. I mean, now we're going way back.
What do you guys think about the package?
Package is a good one.
Oh, and I'm missing my own personal favorite from Free Mandela on the Twitch. Pudge Fisk, the namesake.
Mm-hmm. White
How
Mamba.
How do you feel about when it comes to tonight? How do you feel about White Mamba? That was pretty. How do you feel about the Tolly collector?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, it's kind of outdated.
No, absolutely not.
Jesus, Greg.
I mean, that is horrendous.
You're throw it at the wall. Like
Twitch chat.
Years.
I kind of like that one.
No.
The wall. Twitch chat.
Throw totally it in the trash.
It has meaning
try again.
Here. It has meaning here in this state.
I get it.
Nope.
Because we used to have toll booths. Yeah.
Bad nickname.
Yeah.
Bad one? You don't like that
terrible.
One?
I think the nickname has to speak for itself, and that's the only reason why I go over the big stash over Magnum P.I.G., because you have to explain the backstory for Magnum
right.
P.I.G.
Right. With Big Stash, you look at him, the dude is a monster.
Yeah.
He's like 6'6", 250. He's just giant. And then he's got the, you know, Ron Jeremy, John Holmes, 70 porn star stash going, and he carries it like with that. With that grunt, that look.
What about Wiggy's with the hawk? And I was excited.
A hawk was a good one.
Hog Hannah, John Hannah.
All right.
The great John Hannah.
Okay. The original package.
All right.
Is Edelman the squirrel?
Was he the squirrel?
Yeah.
That didn't do anything for him.
You are anti-Edelman right now, and I get it.
Yeah.
He left you on red numerous times.
He really
times.
Did.
He's a big dog now.
He used to be tight. I was there when it mattered.
Yeah, sometimes he's a big dog, man. He's stomping with the big dogs.
I understand that.
It goes national, but I think it works locally, too, is the hoodie for Bill. I mean, that's not
oh,
a
yeah. yeah.
Hilly.
Nope. Nope.
Appreciate the message, bro.
Stop. Nobody around here called Bill Belichick the hoodie, though.
Right.
Like,
no.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't get him in football. You get him in hockey and baseball. I think they're... You know, and a few in basketball, but I feel like most of the people that we're naming are either, you know, baseball guys. Maybe there's, you know, what was Marshan? What was
the
he?
Rat.
But that was the original. No.
Kenny Linsman was the original.
Yeah,
nose face.
Before your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nose face killer.
Yes.
What about the panda, even though he sucked when he was here and he broke his belt?
So bad.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Oh, Chief the, yeah. Robert Parrish?
Ooh,
Chief.
But was the Chief originally, why am I drawing a blank, from the Bruins? Why am I drawing a blank?
Oh, Johnny Busick.
Yeah, was the Chief originally Johnny Busick and then Robert Parrish? Did he have that nickname when he was playing, Johnny Busick?
I don't know.
Okay.
Go ahead, say, I'm sure you saw him when he began his career,
right.
Greg, but no.
Right.
Bill Lee, Spaceman, anybody
yeah.
do that?
I feel like it's baseball and hockey that got the good ones. The Rat was a good one, but that was Kenny Linsman.
But then Brad Marchand was
good. Right, but the original.
So did he have a different one?
Because
that's Marchand.
Yeah, but I think.
That's the
I
only
think,
one I
yeah,
think
it was nose face, killer.
Right, and I think the Rat is just like, you know, meaning like the scrappy guy, but it's the original Rat.
Oh, what about Toll House Cookies?
Oh, I love a good Toll House Cookie.
That made me hungry.
Of course it's food related.
Oh, out of their way.
Oh, Friday bagels have arrived. I'm going to go up and grab them.
The break. Excellent.
Time for a break.
Yeah, we can get to the rest of the news coming up.
Whatever you want.
Okay. And weekly wrap up with Acrobatic in a half an hour at 8:45. And then Beat the Geek. No offense, Chime.
Not taken.
But
how is this happening? Is she calling, coming in?
Coming in.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, so I forget how this. I think we were mocking Chime on his sports wagers, and we were suggesting that anybody could beat him. So
I love the picture.
Anybody can pick better than Chime can pick. What are you picking? Four games?
Yeah, I think that's what Curtis said, right?
Curtis said,
yep.
Patriots.
Pats tonight, in the primetime games.
Tonight, Patriots.
Sunday night, Monday night.
Sunday night and Monday night.
Chime, if you lose to her, man, with this picture that she
so, like,
has.
What happens, though, if we have the same picks?
Good point.
Well, I mean, I guess we'll have to have a tiebreaker somehow.
Yeah,
I
we'd know. Have to have a tiebreaker game in there.
You think you're going to have the same picks?
No, I'm just, it's just, I mean, for the future, too. It's not just this week, but any week.
Good point.
I think you need to have kind of like an obscure one that the... That
do we...
They,
do we do like those four games, but then like also we each pick one kind of thing, or that maybe. Way we have a different one, or
maybe
I don't know. Just trying to help.
I say you each guess how many bottle caps there are in a giant container.
Ooh, how many times Taylor Swift is shown at the game?
You could do guess what's in the dumpling, or so.
I'll go pork and cabbage.
Does anybody like veggie dumplings?
No,
like,
no.
Why are those even on menus?
It's a waste of time.
Gross.
You know who has very good dumplings? I know Greg doesn't love the place, but
Dumpling
Trader
King.
No, I was good, like from a grocery store, like frozen. Trader Joe's has very good soup dumplings.
Are they pan fried?
Yeah. They're soup dumplings, but they're pan fried. Yeah. And you just stick them in the microwave. They're so good. They have chicken. They've got beef.
Can't do microwave with them, though. Like,
no,
if you're
going
to go dumplings, they have to be pan fried.
I'm telling you, they're so good.
Do they have the little, are they crispy?
Yes.
So I don't think dumplings need to be crispy.
Yeah, I see you're wrong
about that. It depends
you
which kind of dumpling we're doing.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know my dumplings.
Yeah,
How dare you insult me like that?
Any dumpling.
I've eaten more dumplings in a week than you've
just
eaten in your life.
Just because you've eaten a lot of dumplings don't mean you know your dumplings.
Oh, I know my dumplings.
Dumplings should be pan fried. They should have
disagree.
That
Not all
crisp.
Dumplings made
yes,
the same.
They should.
You're never going to live it down if you lose to today's.
That's
influencer.
Fine. I already don't live down the match. Like, this can't be any worse.
No, this will be way worse.
Nah, it can't be.
Look at her picture.
Yeah.
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
I think she's going to crush.
You think she's going to crush?
Yeah.
We'll find out. Yeah.
She is awesome food review. Like,
yes.
Restaurant reviews.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
The best. So I have something to talk to her about.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here's Courtney with what is trending right now.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Eagles take the first game of the NFL season, a game it had drama, it had a lightning delay. They beat the Cowboys on home turf 24-20. It was a wild start for this one when the Eagles' defensive tackle, Jalen Carter, was ejected just 6 seconds into the game for spitting on Dak Prescott. Some want to say that Dak spit first. He was spitting at the ground. It was completely different. Jalen Hurts completed 19 of 23 passes for 152 yards, rushing for 2 touchdowns in the win. So now we turn the page to look at the weekend. Tonight it's Chiefs versus Chargers, 8 p.m. kickoff. The Pats kick off the season at home with the Raiders in town, 1 p.m. kickoff on Sunday. We talked to Robert Spillane already this morning. If you missed that, go back on the Odyssey app to give that a go. And before that, in college around here, UMass has Bryant at home at 3:30, and BC is in Michigan to take on Michigan State at 7:30. The Red Sox back in action tonight in Arizona at 9:40 first pitch with Peyton Tolley taking the mound. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Dave Portnoy and Wes Welker. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That is what's trending. The rest of the news coming up next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.